I don't think if the decision is, technically we may say it's the end of that very, vexed arrangement of the party which rotates power between the North and the South. But in some sense, again, if we are to base it, the decision on earlier, decisions of earlier meetings held yesterday and the day before by the expanded, party leadership, the implication of the decision is that perhaps it would be unfair to send sitting president out after 1.5 year tenure or just after a term. I think the understanding of the PDP leadership is that the president, as it is now, will run in 2011 and complete a term which he himself and the late President Yar'Adua started. But I know the crisis in Nigerian politics, so many issues will now begin to crop up. One is, what is the status of the president in 2015? I know his political hangers on, and perhaps the section of the country he comes from will begin to raise issues once it is 2013 and 2014, that he will require a second term. That is one. And secondly, what is going to also be the response of people who sincerely believe that there is a change? This is the dominant political forces from northern Nigeria, which, whether anybody likes it or not, is a formidable political force. And one cannot really be a president of Nigeria without the tacit approval and support of the majority of the people in the northern part of this country. So I think it's a very serious situation that the PDP now has found itself in. And it will require a very serious and tactical political brigmanship for the party to be able to sail through and perhaps, achieve victory in the next year's general election. Again, looking at it from another dimension, this might be the breaking ground that a lot of Nigerians have been looking for to weaken the hold on Nigerian politics that the PDP has had in the last 10, 11 years. The reason is that, it's so much over centralized. It is concentrated by several Nigerian political, old groups, that have apparently held the political space to ransom. So if the disgruntled elements, especially from the north and from the eastern part of the country, will pull resources together, I will assure you that this will be technically the end of the PDP dominance in Nigerian politics.
Well, Professor Mato, if the Northerners are aggrieved, thinking that their right under the unwritten agreement is taken away from them, this undermines or weakens the strength of the PDP in next year's election. I hear a majority of the presidential aspirants come from the North. Now, what does this mean?
The most important issue here is that, yes, technically speaking, the northern political establishment, especially within the rank and file of the PDP, may feel shortchanged in the new arrangement. And like I did say, it is really impossible for any president to emerge without the tacit support of, the northern group, because now the northern states constitute about 60% of the entire political force in the country, and therefore you will need at least 30% of that. And under the present arrangement, it is not likely that the PDP will be able to secure more than 15% of... yes, there are a lot of groups in northern Nigeria, especially the, predominantly northern ethnic minority groups that are very comfortable with the current arrangement. But I assure you that the political forces in the PDP within the northern part of the country will have a very, difficult task ahead of them, and that is to make a choice. If they desire to really continue to remain in the party, which means that for them to give Goodluck Jonathan any serious challenge in the next year's general election, then they have to close ranks and perhaps begin to sit the sword by de-emphasizing on their ambition and maybe coming up with a common front. But that is not going to be likely. What I see happening mostly is that the crisis in the PDP is most likely going to ginger the resurgence of other political parties, not only in the north, but also I see other groups like the APGA making tremendous impact in the southeast, I also see the possibilities of Action Congress of Nigeria, you know, taking under a free and fair election, taking most of the states in the southwestern part of the country. So the PDP now will have to contend with the north central states, south southern states, and perhaps some of the states maybe in the northern part of the country. It still could be a large political space, but I tell you that in 2011, if really the votes of Nigerians will count, then what we are going to see will be a political permutation that was different from what we saw in the last three elections. That is to say, there will not be any political party that will be as strong, as domineering as the People's Democratic Party is today in Nigerian politics. There will be two, three, or four political parties that will make serious inroads into the various sections of the country. And so the formation of any national government will, to a large extent, depend on the capacity of these political parties and political actors to engage in very serious political consultations and alliances that will see, you know, votes from certain sections of the country being swayed in favor of certain candidates of certain parties, and that's the way we are going to have victory. This is the way Nigerian politics has been in the Second Republic between 1979 and 1983, and even between 1960 and 1966, before the military juntas struck to terminate the government in January 1966. So I really see the situation as a very healthy political development, because for nothing it is going to break that monotony and monopoly of the People's Democratic Party and its hold on virtually more than two-thirds of the total political positions that were contested for in Nigeria between 2007 to date. So it's, as far as I'm concerned, it is okay. It's a development perhaps that will water the seeds of entrenchment of, you know, the seats of Nigerian democracy in the next election.
Prof, everybody seemed to say good things about the new Electoral Commission chairman. Do you think that the new outlook of the Electoral Commission will inspire confidence and the commission will be able to organize a credible vote, looking at the short period within which it's supposed to organize elections, although the chairman said that they would have a better election next year?
I agree that the leadership of the electoral agency is reputable. It's reputable more so that the chairman has tremendous credibility and enjoys the support of Nigerians. So also a lot of other federal commissioners are appointed with him. This is a political reality. But then the implication and the most serious issue here is that it takes more than the national chairman of the electoral agency and the members, and even the 36 or 37 electoral commissioners that are resident in the states of the Federation and the Federal Capital Territory to conduct free and fair elections. I think that has to do more with the political will of Nigerians themselves, the attitude of the political class, than the attitude of perhaps the citizenry. Yes, Nigerians did have lost tremendous confidence on the ability of INEC to conduct elections in the past, and there seem to be a reawakening, you know, of hope that the new leadership would perhaps provide the needed level playing ground for people to cast their votes and have the results counted at the end of the day. But then, like I did say, that's not it all. If Nigerians are not ready, for instance, to go to the polls en masse and cast their votes on the day of election, and also stand to ensure that the sanctity of these votes are protected, then I think we are still in trouble. INEC, as it is constituted today, and its leadership is incapable of, you know, transforming or making any serious changes within the manner Nigerians conduct elections. As long as the citizens are not prepared to change, if citizens and politicians are still prepared to go on ballot stuffing, box snatching, political thuggery, using arms and ammunition to scare political opponents and send people away from polling booths. It's a very serious crisis that a 21-man or 36 or even, you know, a 50-man committee of INEC leadership will certainly be unable to resolve. More so that, remember, Nigeria is such a vast territory. with over 150 million people, among which more than 50 to 60 million constitute the voting force. So I think we really need some kind of ethical reorientation on our parts. The citizens really need to make a resolution that yes, we are prepared to make elections work. Yes, we are prepared to vote. There are certain sections of the country that in history have never really had free, fair, and credible elections. It has always been an issue of carry go. People, big political stakeholders at the end of the day collecting figures and then saying these are the candidates that are elected without necessarily subjecting such people, so such candidates to the rigorous choice of the electorate. So it is really a big problem. I have tremendous sympathy for the commission because the task ahead is very tremendous. The expectations of Nigerians and even members of international community is extremely on the high side. And then the time, as you did mention, is also very short. I'm one of those who are holding the opinion that if it is necessary to extend the period within which to hold elections, if only that will guarantee the resuscitation of the voter register and then the conduct of a free and fair elections next year. So be it. I would rather have the election postponed to a later part of 2011 so that it will be good and perhaps creditable than to have a sham like we have had in 2003 and 2007. In January, a situation where I am sure a lot of Nigerians will not be satisfied with, and even members of the international community will not respect the process. So if the time is really short, and if INEC genuinely says it is impossible to do the election, let them come out with specific blueprints on what they think should be done, and then Nigerians, of course, are desirous of having good elections. And so, in my view, it is not necessarily the time, how early it is conducted, that is important, but how well that election is going to be conducted, to me, will to a great extent, inform the credibility of the process and how well we are able to entrench democratic rule through the process of election. As you know, you cannot have democracy without election. And elections must also come through a certain process that is protected. You have to have a very credible voter register that is watertight, which every voter must find his name, and must be able to vote as at when when he votes, the result of these votes will count. I think Nigeria is really in a very difficult situation, which only good political brinkmanship, in my view, will see the country out of hopes.